Hello and welcome to this Lenovo ThinkTech podcast. My name is Martin Veach, and today we're going to be talking about empowering people to do their best work as organizations transform and adopt new tools and processes. I do think that this is such an important topic as we all try to tap into the speed of innovation, take full advantage of the new. And I've always felt that to do that, we need human centricity, not just technology thrown over the wall. Joining me today to discuss this is Giovanni Di Filippo, President EMEA of the Lenovo Data Center Group. Hello, Giovanni, and welcome.
Good morning, Martin.
And oh, yes, absolutely. And Giovanni, I know you've got a long and storied career, so rather than me go through it, why don't you tell people who you are and what you're doing at Lenovo at the moment?
With pleasure, Martin. So I'm about 30 plus years in the IT industry, worked for Fortune 500 and startup companies. I held regional and global executive roles. You know, today I'm leading Lenovo EMEA DCG. It's a multi-billion dollar business with a team of talents and a people first culture.
Yeah, well, people first culture is well said, because that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about today. The impact of humans on technology and technology on humans, conversely, as well. But let me start by saying we can't really ignore the elephant that's on the table, can we? COVID-19 continues to wreak havoc with our lives, with society, with workplaces. I'm sure you're exposed to seeing a lot of Lenovo customers, how they're reacting to the pandemic. How are they responding?
That's a good question, and let me respond in the following way. So in the last couple of months, what I have seen, what my team have seen, is some customers responded very swiftly and really introduced like a kind of work from home, you know, model or concept in a couple of just days. But we also saw some of the customers and partners, you know, who got caught by surprise with this COVID-19, and they needed now to learn and adapt very fast, you know, and also, of course, to apply to the government next new regulations. So I also would like to share with the audience, you know, from a personal standpoint, to be successful in business, you need to be an optimist from my point of view. You have to see the glass half full. Now, need to approach all scenarios, of course, the good and the bad ones, through the lens of an opportunity, you know. And current challenges provide a time of reflection, you know, for unity and a concentrated focus on what needs to be done in order to come out stronger.
Yeah, I think that's a very sane perspective on the world. Presumably, Lenovo is doing everything it can to help customers through this difficult time.
Yes. So what we saw, so the old normal, new is gone. So I call it now really the next normal is the new way of life, what we are seeing, you know. And when we go out and also on the street, you can clearly see it. It's an evidence, you know, people wearing the mask. On the other side, I also would like, you know, to share a comment from my colleague, Sumi Bhatia in APG, where he's not talking about the next normal, he's talking about the smart normal, which I also liked very much. But in this is now the new digital normal. It's a flexible normal. It's a people-centric normal. This forces of digital change hasn't come just overnight. So for us, it's important, of course, to understand and also to help our customers and help our prospects and partners know to apply, you know, the next normal and the next, I would say, version of how to address this challenge.
So your feeling is there's no going back. We're already seeing companies like Twitter saying, you know, there's no compulsion for employees to return. You feel that what we're going through now will be something like what we're going through even hopefully when we get therapies and vaccines, yes?
Exactly. So we definitely believe, you know, that this is this will be the new normal, the smart normal. We don't believe it's, you know, people will go back. It was also interesting. I talked to a couple of, you know, CEOs and CFOs. Even they are saying that they are now really willing, you know, to let people work more from home and also change the working practice. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And as I understand it, I saw a little bit of the research you've been conducting. Research among respondents in IT and business decision makers. I think you call it Think Human. What were you setting out to discover there?
So before answering this question, it's also important to share, Martin, with the audience, that in all my leadership roles, I always put people first, you know, in all I did. And I really believe the people are the secret, you know, I would say the secrets of an organization to become successful. So coming back to your question in regards of this survey we did and this research we did, which is really important for us, and we would like, of course, to share this, and we're going to invite all the customers, you know, to really have a look at, you know, the service conducted right at the current global situation became present, which added another dimension, you know, to the insights. Now, the original purpose was to understand really what's really going on inside the business. In particular, you know, when we talk about intelligence transformation programs have been in progress for several years now. But what we wanted to know, it's a little bit more specific. It's what's been the impact, you know, on the business side, on the people and people-wise. Are our working lives as seamlessly digital as our personal lives? You know, if not, then we wanted to understand why not. What have been the frictions and bottlenecks, you know? So what's really holding back progress, we wanted to understand. And to get the answers, we went, you know, we went to a couple of 100 people, in total 1,000 people in four different countries, in large countries like Germany, UK, Ireland, France, and Netherlands. And we wanted to understand the common themes across sectors, you know, in geographies, and ask, why are we collectively not realizing the true potential of intelligence transformation? So the study, you know, also enabled us to gain insights into the enterprise adoption of new technologies and how it's impacting people within workplaces. Also, in turn, highlighting, you know, attitudes, challenges, and opportunities for positive change. So that's really what we got out, and that's what we're going to share with our customers and prospects, and of course, our partners.
Yeah, and as I said, it is such an important topic, isn't it? And funnily enough, you know, COVID-19, although it's a dreadful thing in the greater scheme of things, I am speaking to CIOs who say this might be an opportunity to transform in a different way, to do projects that you wouldn't be able to do in the normal course of business. But I don't want to put words in your mouth, though. What were some of the most significant findings from your perspective?
So some of the most significant findings in our perspective, you know, so in many cases, you know, they didn't see the technology as an enabling force, you know, which can help them to do their job better, make their life easier, reduce the burdens they feel in their everyday work, you know. So some data points, and I'm going to share this right now because I think it was important, you know, which raised concerns and also my point of view, an alarming bell was, you know, that 47% of IT managers reported that users struggled to adopt, you know, the new software as an example. 52%, you know, experienced a much higher volume of help desk inquiries, you know. 62% of IT managers reported, you know, the decisions are made more business-centric. And only 6%, and this was really something which I was really surprised reading the outcome of this search, only 6%. You know, mentioned that across the markets, the making decisions, you know, done by the IT decision makers, put the user in the center of this decision. So that's a big surprise to me. It should be really the opposite. It should be, you know, 62%, you know, put the user in the center, and 6% would be more on the business center. But it was exactly the opposite. So something which is was important for us to realize, and what we're going to address.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit disappointing, really, isn't it? Because we've been having a go at IT for about half a century or more. Usability sometimes ends up at the back of the queue a little bit, and features and functionality, anything that can be used to upgrade and rev products and change them, tend to be prioritized. But tell me, you know, presumably this disappointing finding has knock-on effects. You know, I think, you know, stressed users or wasted time, wasted money, poor processes. Tell me a little bit more about what you found in the research.
Yes. So on top, you know, and we're going to, of course, to publicize this research. You know, half of the IT managers which we surveyed told us that their users had reported negative experience with new technology, and that should definitely not be the case. This has also manifested in recurring issues with software adoption, as an example, high volume of help desk queries, as I mentioned also before, and complaints about insufficient support and training. So, you know, flowing from these issues, you know, one of five told us there has been specific instances even where new technology had slowed down process instead of improving them. In particular, so this time, it's important to accelerate process, you know, to use process, you know, for improving sufficiency and productivity, of course, and driving costs down. But it was the opposite. So this means all the technology has been acting as an inhibitor instead of an enabler. And for sure, this technology should become an enabler, should become a business catalyst, but this was not the case. So on top, what then we wanted to understand was the reason why this is the case, of course. So the technology selected was the wrong tool, you know, for the job as an example, or training and support were really insufficient. You know, communications around the change was suboptimal as an example. Whatever the case, you know, the results are the same stressed by users. And, you know, that's a definitely something we don't want, you know, that our users or the employees are stressed, wasted money, you know, poor quality outcomes. So in short, really a missed opportunity. So we also found some interesting insights around, you know, what employees expect from the organizations they work for. Important issues include, as an example, accessibility of technology for less abled, you know, employees, or the welfare and sustainability of the vendors, you know, supply chain, fair treatment of vendors. And then finally, also, you know, that's a big step forward from where we were just a few years ago. In order to fulfill the transformative potential of technologies, now it's the time for organizations to put people at the heart and the center, really, of the business decision. So that's really what we wanted also, you know, to come out with and as an outcome from this search, which really supported and now. So that's what we would like to address going forward.
Yeah, and I do think that, you know, we hear this phrase, maybe it's a bit of a cliche, but the battle for talent. I do think the companies that get the smartest people, retain them, inspire them, and so on, will be the most powerful companies of the next generation if they're not supplying them with the right technology tools and processes, et cetera, not setting a great example and giving those employees the opportunity to give their best work, then they'll probably walk. But let me ask you about corporate priorities. When you conducted this survey, little did you know, I guess, but we were just about to enter this rather traumatic time of the pandemic. What about corporate priorities now? Are they thinking about the current crisis when they're trying to intelligently transform or the broader transformation needs of their organizations?
So the corporate priorities, what we have seen and discussed with many, you know, the top executives, definitely, you know, now the welfare, the well-being of the people, you know, becoming, is in a much higher ranking right now. It's becoming a priority. But in order to, I would say, sustain and to continue going forward, it's about a shift in mindset. You know, I think for too long, really, you know, we as an industry, as an IT industry, you know, have focused on features and cost and productivity only. It's more of what it was much more about shareholder value, as an example, you know. And so these are all the important, you know, when selecting new enterprise technology, but they miss something really important. That's the people. It's the human capital or the talents, you know. Which at the end of the day make a business successful. So the technology implemented needs to be simple to understand, easy to adopt. I also would like to highlight that in order to do this, you know, we should not underestimate the training and support, you know, which is needed, you know, in order, you know, to get a frictionless, I call it a frictionless, you know, implementation, and people are going to enjoy it. And simple and well integrated technology is really a function of powerful and I would say flexible IT infrastructure. And that's where Lenovo can help.
One of the challenges for corporate IT and CIOs now is we all get such a great experience in our consumer IT life that when we come to the workplace, and if that's not up to snuff, then of course that's a really disappointing shift. But tell me, you know, a lot of people listening in here will be thinking, okay, this is all very interesting, but tactically, what can I do?
So tactically, it's really, and you know, and that's really a good question, because I think that's where the rubber hits the road, you know, to really executing, you know, and making things alive, I would say. So first, it really starts by understanding the users, understanding the people, understanding the employees. Leaders must ask of their business, you know, what are they trying to achieve? You know, what are the issues that exist currently? You know, what technology would help them overcome these issues. What user experience is necessary to get the most out of the technology? Secondly, I would start with the questions and work backwards to your infrastructure. Can we support this as an organization, as an IT organization? How can we enable the experience that is expected, you know, to delight our employee, delight our customers and partners? And then how can it be done securely? Because as we know, it's important that we do things in a secure way, so we also protect our own employees. And then lastly, I would say, you know, how can it be done over the most suitable cloud and cloud environment today? We talk about hybrid cloud, you know, cloud environment. So it's important to understand these technologies. If you can link what the end user needs with what, you know, the backend infrastructure can do, many of the current issues will be easily resolved.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much an ongoing process now, isn't it? Transformation. It's people talk about it being a journey rather than a project. Every company must always be looking at how they can improve their technology base and how they can improve the human centricity of their offer so that it's usable and powerful for the organization, for the end user. But for listeners tuned in who are maybe at some of the earlier stages of a transformation journey, what directional advice would you offer, Giovanni?
So my directional advice would be really put the people first, put really the human beings, you know, first. You know, intelligence transformations present a deep well of opportunities for business and for the wider society, you know, but to grasp, you know, this opportunity, we as an industry can't leave people behind. We have to put people first. By putting people at the heart of the center of the technology decisions, we can take significant strides towards reselling the true potential. But I also would like, you know, to close with one of my really favorite quotes here. You know, in regards of to win the marketplace, you must win the people workplace. You know, that's really important. So with this, you know, I would like to thank you, Martin, for the opportunity to talk about, you know, about the subject, which is really near and dear to my, you know, to my heart, because it's about, you know, think human.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you spoke to that very powerfully, that notion of putting people right at the front and center of things rather than the bits and bytes and the ones and zeros. Thanks so much, Giovanni. We could talk all day and hopefully we'll get another chance soon. You've been listening to the Lenovo ThinkTech podcast. You can download the report Giovanni and I have been talking about at www.lenovoexperience.com. That's Lenovo and then experience without the E at the beginning of experience. And also in the show notes. We very much hope you've enjoyed our session, and it doesn't leave anything else for me to say apart from thank you and goodbye. Thanks.